Hey guys, this is We Have Thoughts, and this is another episode of our special series, Conversation with Oscar. Conversations with Oscar. Let me get that right. So today we're going to be talking about Vice. It's nominated for Best Picture, Best Actor Christian Bale, Best Supporting Actor Sam Rockwell, Best Supporting Actress Amy Adams, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Film Editing, and Best Makeup. I'm Anna.
And hairstyling, Crystal.
I always miss one. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Well, makeup and hairstyling are the same thing, technically. So I'm Crystal, by the way.
This is Joy.
Let's get into it.
All right.
How much we loved this movie.
So this was so good.
I'm going to say, along with Bohemian and Rhapsody, this should not be here.
Wow.
I'm going to also agree with that one.
Let's be honest. Okay, so if you've listened to our episode about the West Wing, I had said political things really just aren't my cup of tea, like I don't really care for it, whatever. So watching this movie was a chore, to be honest with you. So
I mean, we literally had to.
Yeah, that's right. I feel like as a movie, it was not a movie. Like, it lacked intensity, it lacked insight, it was a mess. There was no structure.
It felt gimmicky. Like, the whole structure of it.
There was no structure.
I just felt like it was, I don't know, it didn't make sense. It felt like, I'm all for a movie not being told linear, like, in a linear way. I'm all for it, but it was just a mess.
It wasn't done intent. I can't think of the word.
I think it was done intentionally. It just.
No, not intentionally. The way it was done was very not smart. I can't think of the word.
Oh, intelligently.
Intelligently. There you go. It's like, it was kind of like the Wikipedia page about this situation in a movie form.
That actually makes sense.
It was only the surface of what was happening, not like the deep cuts of what was going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Felt very one-sided, very just not insightful and not like useless. Like, why did I need to see this?
I will say I did learn a bit because this is just a period of that I didn't really know a whole lot about. And Dick Cheney's one of those guys that I've heard shitty things about, but all I really knew was that he shot his chief of staff in the face.
He's a very private person, so I didn't know about his daughter and like that.
Yeah. Me neither.
So
yeah.
So I didn't really know a whole lot. So I did learn stuff, but like you said, it was just surface.
Yeah, it's very surface. And like, political movies should be, like, good ones should be conversation starters. They should be,
right, they should be ignite, gripping.
Like, if someone who maybe believes this should go, oh, let me reconsider. Like, you know, there should be conversations going on. But mediocre ones are very dull. Like this one. It just felt so, it just, ugh. And then Amy Adams is wasted. Like, I know that she nominated, but she can do this, like, with her eyes closed.
I also
like,
said,
this
is, she's, I was such like, a, Amy Adams is so good. She makes every role looks good. This role is not great, and still makes it look good.
She stayed in character the whole time they were shooting, and that's the only time she's ever done that, because she didn't want to lose the accent.
But, like,
I also wrote, I love Sam Rockwell. I really do, but he does not deserve a nomination for this at all.
He does not.
He was barely in it. I saw him for 2 seconds, drunk in a ballroom. I saw him eating ribs.
Well, I mean, people can be, like, for example, Anne Hathaway was not in Les Mis that long.
But she, Mahershala Ali.
Right. Exactly. So it's not so much about the screen time. It's about what they do with that screen time.
And it wasn't impactful enough.
Again, there's not enough substance in what he was doing.
There's no meat of the thing. It felt like a bone broth. It didn't feel like a stew.
That's the writing problem. That's the horrible writing. That's horrible direction. He did what he was told.
It felt and it was so not familiar to his other movie, The Big Short. Like, the way they were telling the story with Jesse Plemons, which, like I said, felt like a fucking gimmick. Like,
yeah, that felt wasteful. I'll tell you
how we're connected later. Like, just fucking tell me now, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that had, like, it had no...
That was a little aggressive, I'm sorry.
It had no, like, plot structure.
No!
It was just like, let's hit these points, but there's no rise in action, and there's no climax, there's no, like...
Yeah.
I didn't understand.
There's no resolution.
Like, it was like they took a block. They're like, we're going to show you a little bit of the future. We're going to show you a little bit of this and a little bit of the past. And then we're just going to tie it all together and move on to the next block.
And you know what?
And here's, I just found that really.
Here's the thing.
Not exciting.
So, like, no, this movie, I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't know what Adam McKay is trying to do.
He doesn't even know.
Is he trying to.
He doesn't even know.
Inform me that Chaney is bad? Is he trying to make fun of Chaney? Is this a satire? Is this real? What universe are we in?
He doesn't even know what he's doing because he's a mess.
Yeah.
I think he was like maybe high on something and he just wrote a movie. And ooh. Now because he was Oscar nominated before, they just like, oh, we'll give it to him now, you know. And what really carries the movie is Christian Bale and the makeup team.
The hair and makeup team
are on point. Christian Bale, even the way he like walks with him, or he
like hunched like, over.
He's great. He's probably the only saving grace.
I read some trivia on his performance, and he said he had to watch so much footage because a lot of the script is improvised, which you can tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like the things that people are saying, they just end up nowhere.
But he had to be able to improvise as Chaney and behave the way Chaney would and respond to, because if someone said something about something policy, he had to know what his stance was so that he could reply in that. So he did so much fucking homework for this movie.
That to me sounds like lazy writing.
It is. 100%. Because he had nothing to fall back on.
Instead of like, oh, I'm going to write that Chaney would say this. No, Christian Bale, you do the work.
You do the work, yeah.
And also like...
Christian Bale credit as a writer? Because you should be.
Damn, for real.
And it's nominated for like Best Original Screenplay.
I know. That's ridiculous.
Also, so here...
I feel like I could have written this movie.
Literally, we could have written this movie not knowing anything about anything. It would have been better. Without question. To be honest, we would have got Oscar nominated. So here's my thing about Christian Bale.
We both... We're like... Oh my!
Like the mere thought of it, I like sat
up. Oh my god!
Straight in my chair.
About like the dumbest shit ever. Christian Bale. Okay, yes, he did great in this movie. But what bothered me is he used the same facial expression the entire time, and the mouth thing. He kept doing that little smug mouth thing, and it wasn't like in a decisive moment. It was just like whenever he ran out of character things to fall back on, he did that mouth thing.
Like I said, I really didn't know anything about Chaney. I've never heard him speak, but I want to know if that's his speech pattern, because it was very da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I think so.
It was very particular, yeah.
I was like, this is like monotonous. I could not listen to him give a speech.
Seriously, he's not a public speaker. He's definitely a behind-the-scenes sort of guy.
I think, you know, it's interesting. I mean, whether my beliefs align with him, but I feel like it's commendable to a story about him, how he took a position that wasn't typically, you know, they didn't really do anything and he took it and he made, gave it stuff, and he did change the course of, you know, history and certain things. And I feel like a better movie, a better writer, a better everything would have told the story better. But this is just like,
would have told us that.
Yeah.
Instead of like being like, this is what I literally, it sounds like someone Wikipedia'd it.
Yeah.
Here's Wikipedia, the other thing. Well, I can't take this movie seriously.
No, me neither.
Because he's getting a Best Director nomination for this, for knowing how to cut memes together.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know how to cut and paste memes together.
Apparently, there was a song and dance that they cut out.
Jesus Christ.
Also, in the whole, like, Shakespeare thing.
It didn't make sense.
I was like, wait, what are they? Are they reciting poetry to each other?
It didn't. What? It didn't give everything.
Right, it didn't.
And then there was the fake credits.
That was starting. I was like, I was getting pissed. How dare you?
He's getting. This movie is getting so many things. When somebody on Twitter can make a better
station, nothing at all. And it was ridiculous and a waste of time.
It seemed like some
very juvenile. Yeah, very juvenile.
Went on Wikipedia, got some talking points,
copy paste. The Big Short actually did enjoy, mainly because I really didn't know much about that.
Director?
That interesting, because they would talk about all this jargon and you're like, what? And then they'd like cut to like Margot Robbie in a tub to teach you what was happening.
It was purposeful.
And this was not that. It just felt very like tired.
There was that. He said something. He said some abbreviation, and then someone asked what it was, and they were like if someone is in that room after 9/11, like when all that is happening, they should fucking know what does this mean.
Sorry.
It's my face mask time again.
It is. Sorry.
Them trying, it felt like it made me feel like a child.
I think it dumbed down the audience, and that pisses me off.
What has he done before this other than The Big Short? What was he?
He did a bunch of comedies, which makes a lot of sense. That's why when The Big Short became a huge deal, it was like, oh my god, it was the whole Peter Perdido for an Oscar. What a great narrative they can paint. And now that he's, I really hope this like sinks him to the ground, because this was awful.
Because this honestly, because it's improv, it's cut and paste together, and they're it's a sketch. This movie doesn't know what it is. This is makes it funny. Is it serious? Is it doesn't what know what the it fuck is. Is it? It
makes me even more mad that Bill Street isn't here. You mean to tell me that Bill Street does not deserve to be there, but Vice does?
Vice and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Excuse me? At least Bohemian Rhapsody had like moments of good things. Vice was garbage. There was nothing positive in this. And to be clear, like this is not about, we're not complaining about, or at least I'm not, about Dick Cheney and that trash. We're talking about the movie as trash.
Right. Even though Dick Cheney is
also trash.
Is like, trash.
I just, why was Bill Street not here?
And the music. Did y'all? The music. It was so off-putting to me that I was sitting in the theater going, this is not right.
I sat there going, I'm so glad I didn't pay to see this movie.
I'm pissed.
happy I didn't pay to see this movie. Oh my God.
I'm so mad. Oh, okay. Okay. So this, I wrote down a note. And it makes sense for the director and the movie in general, but it also makes sense for Dick Cheney. 20 minutes in, and I know that the moral of the story is that mediocre white men get to run the world while everyone else suffers. Because mediocre white men made this movie.
Oh, damn.
And Barry Jenkins is sitting at home without an Oscar.
Wow. Well, he has an Oscar, though.
Well, for Beale Street.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, well.
Well said. There's the tea, everyone.
Oh, look, I spilled the tea everywhere.
Yeah, I just feel like these also like
it's overly sweet.
The performances were wasted on this director.
I know, because we know Christian Bale is great. Yeah. We know Amy Adams is a genuine
and Sam Rockwell
star.
Is great too.
Sam Rockwell is fantastic.
Steve Carell was great.
Steve Carell.
It's wasted.
Oh, Alison Pill is wonderful.
I love
wasted.
Who,
and
yeah,
Lily Rabe.
I love her. And Lily, yeah, Lily Rabe.
Who was Lily Rabe?
The other daughter that was running for Congress.
That outed her sister.
Okay, first of all, let's talk about that.
At first, I was really surprised at the way they handled that. And I was like, you're a piece of shit, but
you at least
your
care about
well.
Your child.
Like, bravo. And then he fucking turned it. And I was like,
no.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, she's an adult and she should have known better at the time. You know? Yeah.
Right. Like, you should know, like, your parents are only after one thing. They're after power.
Yeah.
They're not looking for your well-being. They're not looking out for your sister's well-being.
No.
Like.
You should. Anyways, whatever. Film editing.
Okay, so film
is
editing
laughable.
Film editing. It's like
laughable.
The cuts away to like random shots of what was it?
Him fishing.
Yeah. What the fuck does the fishing have to do with it? There was no. It was like trying to have symbolism, but it didn't know what the symbolism was. So it's just him fishing.
He didn't know. He doesn't know what he's fucking doing.
I know he likes to fish. I don't need to be reminded every other second.
Right.
I get it. It cheapens the film so much. Mm-hmm. Seriously, mm-hmm. I could grab my computer that's about 10 years old, download a shit film editing software, and make a better movie right now on PowerPoint.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about? Like, this is, like, in the beginning when both Botox. But he's, like, hanging from the pole.
Oh, yeah, the
like,
electrical pole.
That's just a belt. Freaking nuts. Like, that's very, like, I got very nervous.
And, like, It was so stupid that in the beginning he was like, are you trying to make me feel bad? Are you trying to make me sympathize with Dick Cheney? Because I'm not.
I don't think it was him having sympathy for goodness of it.
But see, how does that make sense with this movie, though?
Yeah, because he's
makes no sense. Nothing makes sense.
So I didn't get to look it up, but if this is true, this is really sad that the White House Reagan came in.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look that up.
I didn't get to Google. Did you Google?
No, I didn't.
So I thought like you would
Google. When they were changing the... Mm-hmm. The language from climate change it was like, this is what fucking ruined us.
This is what fucking ruined us. You want to market everything to us a certain way. And like people, Fox News, people eat that shit up.
Oy.
The creation of Fox
News. I wonder who this movie was for because Republicans
understand.
And conservatives aren't going to like it.
No.
Because, and then for, you know, more liberals,
people,
it's infuriating.
He doesn't have an audience.
A structure
and
in every sense of the word.
The way at the end when they turned that screening group into whatever the fuck it was.
And they started fighting. I was like, is that the movie we're supposed to watch?
No,
but it just didn't make sense.
It shouldn't
it
be this
so stupidly.
It shouldn't be this much work for us to figure out what
thing.
Horrible
story.
Writing.
Your story should literally speak for itself. Yeah. You wrote this. You directed this. You put this whole thing together. You edited this.
Yeah.
And you have no direction, no vision, no plan?
I feel like this being here is an embarrassment.
It is an embarrassment. I'm sorry, Oscars. You're embarrassing yourself.
I wanted...
Look at yourself. Look at your choices. Hey, no,
is it getting all the love just because of Christian Bale?
No, clearly it's not, because look at all these things that got nominated.
I'm baffled.
And even before it got
And he's not old enough for them to be like, oh, okay, you've been nominated enough. Let's give you an Oscar.
And like, I remember it was even nominated a bunch of these, like Golden Globes-wise, before it even came out in theaters.
Yeah.
So it was only Hollywood who saw the movie. It was like Hollywood types who had seen it.
So they liked it just the friends of Adam McKay that have put this here?
I don't understand how... What? And then it's also produced by Plan B, which is Brad Pitt's production company.
I wrote that down. Will Ferrell and Brad Pitt produced this.
Well, Will Ferrell is his... Oh, because Adam McKay and Will Ferrell developed Funny or Die. That's theirs.
Oh, okay.
So they've been in business forever. But...
Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt's...
And he's been doing some great movies, and then he does this.
Well, he also did The Big Short. So I'm sure Adam McKay came to him and was like, I've got another one. He's like, yeah, The Big Short did so well for me.
I hope Brad Pitt learns from this, because that was garbage.
I doubt it.
Well, I don't know, because everything else that he's done prior, like has Plan B wise, he's been doing some good work with that. But
no, I agree.
And he's been giving like more.
But
more
this is getting accolades. That's like true. Christian Bale keeps winning, and it's nominated for all these awards.
Well, Christian Bale, I don't have a problem with that. I just have a problem with the movie as a whole getting nominated.
No, I agree.
Editing and screenplay and director. What?
There was no best direction picture? Here.
Bradley Cooper should have it over this guy.
Bradley Cooper should be... I'm more upset now. Bradley Cooper should be on there. Barry Jenkins should be on there.
Oh my God, I'm so mad. Yeah.
I keep forgetting that Barry Jenkins got adapted screenplay and director, but he only got screenplay.
Which is fucking bullshit. I really...
I'm so mad.
The positive person in me was really hoping that I would watch Vice and be like, okay, Christian Bale, I understand why you're winning. Or like, all right, Hollywood, I don't like it. It's not my cup of tea, but I get it. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. The director doesn't get it. None of the cast gets
it. Yeah, I went in with an open mind as well. And I was very...
Because I like political stuff.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
And so do I. I love this shit. I'll eat this up. But... I didn't.
I felt insulted. So as a moviegoer, felt insulted.
I also felt like they were trying to make me. I don't know.
See, because they don't even know.
I don't know.
Trying to make me feel, because they don't know what they were trying to.
You know
to
what
make
they made me feel? Mad, livid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pissed. I spent $10,
and not
that.
Because of the people in the movie, because Sucks. Of the director.
I know.
$10. Oh, girl. Adam McKay, you owe Anna $10.
Adam McKay, you personally owe us back 2 hours and 15 minutes of my life.
Well, that's true.
You can quick pay me $10.
Just go ahead and put an extra couple of zeros in there. Just quick
pay
us. You
have Cash App? Tell him your Cash App name.
Pain and suffering, Adam McKay. You better give it to us. Because we're in pain and we're suffering. Because Bradley Cooper's not nominated for Best Director.
I wonder if anybody's ever sued a movie for...
Probably.
Let's do it. Suffering. Let's do it.
That makes
a lot
laugh.
Of paperwork. I don't want to
do. I'm going to sue a lot of things.
Oh, my God.
Suing all of you.
So, honestly, I think we're done talking about this movie, because I'm going to throw some.
And we're not even 20 minutes in.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Then we can didn't you have some, like, general?
I did.
Okay, Oscar stuff.
So, we're just going to stop talking about Vice, because we all hate it. So, that's the moral of the story. It's zero on the list of all of our. It's the last one. It's under Bohemian Rhapsody.
If it's under Bohemian Rhapsody, that's saying something. Because I hate...
So it's everything else, that movie Rhapsody and Vice.
That movie was trash, and this isn't even trash. No, this is the scum of the earth.
This is boiling
under
garbage.
Under a trash bag, under the earth's core.
Wow.
I honestly... This is such a waste. Also, did Christian Bale bring back the Batman voice for this? Was that part of the satire? Was that part of the SNL skit that I didn't get?
It could have been. Who the hell knows?
It seriously sounded like his Batman voice. I was like, why are you whispering and why is it so low? I literally can't hear you. And I was like, I don't want
to turn. He's a white man who doesn't have to speak up to be heard.
Oh. Yeah, because everyone listens to white men.
He opens his mouth and everyone's like, yes, what are you saying?
Wow. Oof.
Well, we already knew that, but listeners.
With that, we're done. We're done with this movie forever.
All right. Anyways, what other Oscar shit is there?
When I was making my notes for A Star Is Born, I got really curious as to... I didn't even find out my answer. I got curious as to what...
You went off on a tangent.
I did. Well, because I Googled it, but I couldn't find exactly what I was looking for. But what I did find was interesting. I was wondering how they decide if there's going to be 10 movies or 5.
Oh, the number... Oh, okay, yeah.
Because, I mean, I guess I kind of got my answer, but I just want to know why Beale Street couldn't have been... on here.
I want to know why I'm upset.
Not enough people placed it high enough on their number system.
Yeah. So I did some looking into the voting, and there's 6,000 plus members in the entire academy, including actors, producers, film editors, and all that jazz.
And they should add Anna, Joy, and Crystal.
They really should, because we're great judges of character obviously. When it comes to film. We're obviously really great at reviewing.
The best.
It's because we have thoughts. We should just be in the academy. Come mm-hmm. on.
Invite us. We're available.
You could be the official Oscar podcast.
That feels like a lot of pressure.
And then we can like invite the nominees onto our podcast.
Bitch, shut up. Me talking to Amy Adams. Oh my God. Me talking to Rachel Weisz.
I wouldn't be.
Oh my God. Us meeting Regina King.
Oh. It would just be Anna going, enjoy us meeting.
I'm just going to be smiling.
Oh my God. I'm going to meet Lady Gaga. Oh my God. Bradley Cooper. Oh my God. Barry Jenkins.
We're not going to repeat this year.
What?
We could.
We could.
Let's go back in time.
You don't know Bradley Cooper, make another movie with Lady Gaga. Thank you.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
No, it's okay.
6,000 people?
Yeah.
In the world?
That's it. Total. Oh, that'd be so great. Do I get to hand pick?
It'll be like Thanos when he snaps his fingers.
Oh. Which, I kind of understand it. I get
really?
It.
Wow. Interesting.
I mean.
You're no, always that no. person, and I really want to genuinely know your thoughts, and I know where you're going with this, and we're going to talk about it. This after you put this.
I understand. I get it. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Thank you.
But also, oh my God.
I'm not saying.
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised at all.
Samesies. Okay. Whatever. So anyways,
that's Anna, guys.
Basically, I found out that members from each field are the only ones that vote for the nominations. So only film editors vote for film editors in the film editor category for the nominations. And then once nominations come out, everybody gets one vote for that category, except for best actor, actress, I guess a supporting, and best picture.
Okay.
So all members vote on Best Picture. To be nominated for Best Picture, it has to be more than 40 minutes, has to be publicly screened for, I can't read my handwriting.
Same.
Like, it can't be a stream movie. Like, that's why Roma was in theaters.
Yeah, it has to be screened in LA with, and it has to have a proof with the name of the theater. It has to run for at least 7 straight days, and it cannot have its premiere outside of a theatrical run, aka Roma.
Okay.
So it couldn't have come out on Netflix and then had its theatrical run. It had to have the theatrical run
and then
Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when it comes to Best Picture, members choose their top 5 and they rank them. And so there's a magic number for each category. So what they do is there's for Best Actor, there's 600 potentials for Best Actor. And they divide it by the number of nominations plus 1. So it's be 600 divided by 6. And that if... You need at least 100 ballots to become nominated. So you need to be nominated number 1 100 times. Mm-hmm. And then once they get out the first 100 that are nominated number 1, so let's say Bradley Cooper got 100 number 1s, they take all of his out, and then they just go from the rest.
What's that called? It's called... what's the word?
I didn't write that down.
But there's that. It's the name of a selection process.
Yeah. But I just thought that was interesting.
Because that's what I wanted to know.
It's stuff I assumed, but never like looked into and read up on. So I was having a lot of fun reading this this article, but I never found a direct answer. But I'm guessing there just wasn't enough ballots after they got this top 8 for If Beale Street Could Talk to be nominated.
So there wasn't like 100 leftover ballots.
It didn't meet
Beale Street on the
top. It didn't meet the magic number.
I think it's called hold on.
Preferential
voting system. That's what it's called. So not enough people ranked it high on their 5. Which, you know, I think other things should be say it again.
Preferential
voting. I think that's
Let's spill the tea, bitch.
I'm just throwing it out
there. That would actually be really great. You know what we could also do? Dump the Electoral College in the trash.
Yes.
But anyways.
Does it bring you joy?
I love that. Marie Kondo. Jumping out the window.
Some things should be preferential voting.
Preferential voting system, yeah. Mm. I feel like that would be...
But this should not be one of them.
Well, I mean, I don't...
I think this system is fine for the Oscars. I think it's fine too, actually. It's just... Hollywood.
Also, again...
I guess just Hollywood is the problem.
Also,
You voted for your friend Adam McKay. Has no one met Barry Jenkins? Or do we need to do like a meet and greet with Barry Jenkins meets every Hollywood person?
Can
there
only be one black movie nominated?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although it's Black Panther and Black Klansman.
Yeah, but Ryan Coogler isn't there.
Only one Spike black Lee. Man can get nominated for director at a time. Or wow.
But there's two people of color though, so that's cool.
All right, yeah, we're doing better. Is there any women? No. But well, two people of color, I'm happy.
Progress, but not enough. I feel like
how about women of color? Let's put them in there.
Right? That women. Would that's the ideal. You know, whatever.
Hire I women. Think
this, that's also true. I feel like also hire again. Women of color. Yes, that's true. I feel like again, this is because of the whole new slew of people that they added to the Academy. Mm-hmm. It was going to be topsy turvy no matter what they did, and so maybe like next year it'll might even out. I don't know. I hope so. I just oh yeah yeah.
So weird.
I'm so
this set. Year is so strange.
I think I just I judge Hollywood as a whole because they. I am. You mean to tell me that this movie is ranked enough to get nominated? I don't trust you, Hollywood. What is happening?
I hope that it was at the bottom of the list.
Like me
it was
freaking too.
Close between this one and If Beale Street. Because that's the only thing that's going to make me feel better.
And even I'm going to choose to believe that, yes.
Not even well. Much.
I'll find solace in that, but I'm going to still be upset.
Oh, yeah.
The rage in my heart for the injustice that was done to Beale Street.
You know, the next movie Jenkins. We're going to watch is probably a good palate cleanser for this what we just saw. So
let's hope so.
Anyways, so yeah, that's our review on that, and I'm done with this movie. So I'm never gonna watch it again. Don't watch it, everybody.
Don't watch
it. Save, save yourself the.
I'm starting my 24-hour marathon. Starting.
Save
at midnight.
Yourself the tragedy that is this movie.
Right.
Thank
like,
you.
Just watch.
Just Google Dick Cheney.
Yeah. It, you know honestly, that'd be easier.
Just don't even. Don't even. Just don't even. Just yeah, watch something that. Better.
He's
you
also
know what?
Trash.
You know what? Just watch Beale Street.
I did note that there Please will go be. Watch a, Beale Street. I can see Adam McKay making a Trump movie in, within 10 years.
I don't want to watch that.
I don't want it.
Because it's going to be trash because Who's he's
gonna,
not a great director.
What actor is going to want to portray him?
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
I will definitely not see that then because no. I hate Alec Baldwin.
If okay. you've listened to our 30 Rock podcast, you know we're
I think
not
I've
fans.
Talked enough about this movie. I'm done. Please problem. Watch Beale Street if Beale Street could talk. Thank you.
Please support Barry Jenkins.
Yes.
Bye.